In regards to the ephod, the Torah tells us that the names of the Jews are on the stones of the ephod. But if you look at the pasuk in Parak Chav Ches, pasuk Chav Av, that's not what it says. It says, "Vavanim tiena al shemos bnei Yisrael." The stones were on the names, which means the names were on the ephod. There were stones on top of the names, and then the names of the shvatim would shine through the rocks. So the Torah is teaching us something here very important, that a name represents the potential of a person, your essence, and a stone represents the difficulties and challenges that you face. As they say, a man has a hard life, he has a stone on his heart. But the pasuk is teaching us that sometimes a person feels that the stone is on his heart, on his essence, and he says to himself, how in the world could I continue? But what happened to that name that was under that stone? It lit up. It became the Urim Thummim. It became the source of knowledge. When you feel that you have a rock on you, you have to remember that under it is your name, under it is your potential, under it is your essence, under it is the brilliance that you are. But more importantly, under it is the light that's going to shine through that stone and light up the world. That's what we face with every challenge. Have a great Shabbos.